One of those other intelligent traffic management systems is ANTS, the Automatic Network Travel Time System, developed by John Longford.
The traffic control system, SCATS, controlled traffic lights. The only information that was being got was from loop detectors into the system, and the only information people were getting was by the colours of the red, green and yellow of the lights. And while that can do a lot, there's a limit to what that can do, and it works at a localised sort of system. And obviously in a larger traffic control system, you have to sort of manipulate and manage people's intentions and routes and things like that. So obviously a higher level was needed, where the overall patterns were taken into the system and decisions made either automatically or manually or with a bit of both to do with the whole area rather than just smaller areas. And this information got back out to people in their cars in some way to influence major decisions they were making on the routes they were taking. So that was something that really had to be layered over the top of SCATS. The idea was to gather information on travel times rather than just using the information from the detectors. And the ANTS system was developed to do that. ANTS has got three components. It's got a small transponder, which sits in a vehicle, which is really a little radio transmitter receiver with a digital data thing and an identifying code in it. It has base stations, which are set in traffic signal controllers. It works in the VHF frequency band. And when a vehicle fitted with a transponder comes within 50 to 100 metres of one of the base stations, it has an interaction and talks, and the digital data identification of the transponder is sent up to the base station. The base station sends that data serially back to the central computer, the SCATS or the management computer, and that's archived. And travel times through links are worked out, through links of road. It's a good thing for buses. It could be used quite widely for giving information to bus passengers. It was actually used on the green and yellow airport buses to give information on which buses were coming and when they will arrive. Those green and yellow buses are fitted with the ANTS transponders. It traces them down through the city and tells the people who are waiting in Eddy Avenue how long the bus is likely to take before it arrives. That was put in back then in around 1990.
That technology is still being made today. It was made and it was installed at a number of sites, and we managed to get probably about 80% of the taxis in Sydney fitted with these tags. And interestingly, today we're now looking at a new system using the toll tags on the Harbour Bridge to provide travel time measurement as a replacement for ANTS.